Good morning, RVA. Rain. Finally, much needed rain and something other than oppressive heat and humidity. Good morning, RVA. It's 79 degrees Fahrenheit, and while it's awfully hot for an early morning, look past that, because it's raining. Sure, it may have stopped by the time you read this, but right now, at this moment, it's raining, and the odds are pretty decent that we will see more rain throughout the day. Don't worry, though. Even with highs in the lower 80s, we'll still have plenty of humidity to spare.
Beep.
Water cooler. Today, at 8:35 a.m., it begins year two of the Washington Redskins training camp. That is, unless the weather has other ideas. But assuming things go on as planned, you'll have the chance to see drills, scrimmages, and, my personal favorite, kicking competitions, as carried out by new head coach Jay Gruden. The RTD has a fairly exhaustive rundown of a practice if you're unfamiliar, which I recommend. And training camp lasts through August 11th. Until then, prepare yourself for many overly excited reports of various NFL players doing normal people things like eating in a restaurant, drinking at a bar, or walking on a sidewalk. As good Richmonders, you probably already know every piece of information in the profile of Sugar Shack owner Ian Kelly that the RTD is running today, but I consider it my sacred duty to share each bit of donut news I find. He's looking to expand his donut empire by opening new shops in Shorepump, Alexandria, Charlottesville, and Midlothian.
Beep.
You can read Marissa Hermanson's first restaurant review after taking the reviewer reins from 10-year veteran Dana Craig. Hermanson visits Boca Taco Shop on Robinson.
Beep.
Sports! Squirrels beat Akron 2-0, now ride a 5-game win streak. They begin a series with Erie tonight at 7:05 p.m. Richmond leads the Eastern Division by 6.5 games. Nats fell to the Rockies in the final game of the series 4-6. They have the day off today.
Beep.
This morning's long read, The Blood Harvest. An excerpt. I don't know about you, but the idea that every single person in America who has ever had an injection has been protected because we harvest the blood of a forgettable sea creature with a hidden chemical superpower makes me feel a little bit crazy. This scenario is not even sci-fi, it's postmodern technology. The only problem is that the companies need a large supply of the blood of live crabs. Despite this article's cheery tone, I had to find something else to read while I finished my lunch.
Beep.
This morning's Instagram. By Instagram user JL Pullinger. We'll definitely say this is the sunrise. Sunrise over the James River. Looks like Pony Pasture. Beautiful sunrise reflected in the river. You know, Richmond.
Beep.
Read all these stories and more on RVANews.com.